I'm Dr. Kobe, and today I'm here to talk to you about food allergies. So I find that there's lots of misconceptions about different types of food allergies. Many of my patients will say that they have been to their doctor, they've been tested for food allergies, and that it's come back negative. They don't have food allergies. Usually what they've been tested for are something called immediate onset allergies. And this is tested by scratch testing through an allergist. And these types of allergies will manifest themselves in the way of a child eating a peanut and going into anaphylactic shock, or somebody eating a strawberry and breaking out into hives all over their body. And these allergies really only comprise about 5% of people with food allergies. There's a whole nother type of food allergy out there, and these are way harder to diagnose. They are called delayed onset food allergies, and the reactions happen anywhere from about 30 minutes to 4 days after you've eaten the food. And they're not presented as life-threatening symptoms, but certainly life-altering symptoms. And I want to tell you about the top 10 ways that these hidden or delayed onset food allergies can manifest in their body. So the first thing is eczema. There was a study that was recently done that showed that almost 100% of people with eczema have some type of hidden food allergy. And I see this in my practice all the time. I have parents bringing in their children. They're covered head to toe in eczema. We run an allergy test done through a blood test to find out their hidden or delayed onset food allergies. When the results come back, we take the food out of their diet, and within 3 to 4 weeks, their skin is completely cleared. And it is absolutely miraculous for these kids. It's life-changing. So eczema, if you are suffering from eczema, get your food allergies tested. The next most common way that food allergies can manifest is with headaches. So I myself suffered from headaches for over a decade until I found out that I had a hidden egg allergy. And once I removed the egg from my diet, my headaches completely went away. So headaches are a really common manifestation of food allergies. If you're someone that has been suffering from headaches related to food allergies, they'll present in a way where they come on almost daily, if not at least 3 to 4 times a week. So they don't usually come on in cyclical fashions like once a month, but generally they come on more frequently. The next way that food allergies can disrupt your body is weight gain. And this is a big, big deal for a lot of people. So what happens in the body is the food is consumed and your immune system reacts to it, and it causes inflammation in the body. Then this inflammation will lead to fluid retention, which then, of course, results in weight gain. It's just amazing to see my patients find out what foods they're allergic to, simply taking the food out of their diet, and the weight just falls off their body. Another way that the weight gain can affect the body is with this inflammation that the foods are creating in the body. Our bodies will then increase the production of ghrelin, which is a hormone that causes us to be more and more hungry. So the more ghrelin production we have, the hungrier we get, and of course, the more weight that we pack on. Mood disorders are also related to food allergies. So what happens is there's this deposition of the allergy complex that happens right into the nervous system tissue. And this can contribute to symptoms such as hyperactivity, depression, anxiety, irritability, decreased concentration and an overall brain fog, and even ADD or attention deficit disorder. So finding out what foods are reacting in your body can really help to balance out your moods. Irritable bowel syndrome, this is next. And for a lot of people, they're given the label of irritable bowel syndrome without really fully understanding what the underlying cause is. So if we even just look at the title, irritable bowel syndrome, it's all it's saying is that your bowels are irritated, but from an unknown source. Oftentimes the source is a food allergy. It is amazing when you find out which foods are irritating your digestive tract. The symptoms go away. The gas, the bloating, the diarrhea, the constipation, the cramping goes away so quickly once the foods are eliminated. Next on the list is joint pain. So what happens with joint pain is the immune system is involved and it overreacts to certain foods, which then increases the histamine response in the joint tissue, which then causes inflammation and irritation. It is amazing how patients come in and they think that they have arthritis, they're experiencing all these joint pains. We find out what foods they're allergic to or put them on an elimination diet and decrease some of these allergenic foods, and their joint pain completely goes away. Next on the block is acne. So if you are suffering from acne, finding out which foods you're allergic to will really improve your skin condition. Acne related to food allergy will present in a specific pattern. So it doesn't commonly occur along the jawline because that's more related to a hormone dysfunction, but it will show up along the cheeks and the forehead. And they're like little bumps under your skin that you just can't get rid of. And it will last well into adulthood. Ear infections, this is something that a lot of children suffer from. A recent study showed that 79% of chronic ear infections was related to some type of food allergy. The most common type of food allergy related to ear infections is dairy. Bedwetting. So this is really a tough one for a lot of kids. They'll wet the bed well into ages 7, 8, 9, even into the early teens. There was some recent research that revealed a really neat test. So a researcher, he measured the bladder volume in bedwetting children. And what he did was he threaded a balloon into the bladder and he inflated it to measure the volume of the bladder. And then after the offending foods were eliminated, not only did the bedwetting disappear, but when he measured the bladder volume again, it was increased by as much as 50%. So these offending foods really irritate the bladder, causing the bedwetting at night, and also in adults, causing frequency of urination throughout the day. The last symptom that we're going to look at is chronic sinusitis. So this can often be related to a food allergy. If you're suffering from sinusitis that's coming up every month or every few months, often it's related to a food allergy. So these foods that you're consuming are inflaming those tissues within your sinuses, allowing for poor fluid drainage, and then an infection starts to happen. I am Dr. Kobe. Thank you very much.